Hey, what's going on, everybody? Bruce here. Welcome to the podcast, the Marketing Club podcast. Today, I'm talking about the Costanza method. Now, I came up with this method. So if you hear it anywhere else, I don't think anybody came up with this. One of my favorite sitcoms is Seinfeld, and I love George Costanza. He's just a funny, quirky dude. And there was this one episode I'm going to talk about in this podcast. This was actually taken from a session I did for Donald Burns' Restaurant Success Summit. And I talked about the Costanza method. And the Costanza method, to me, is a method for you to become the most well-known XYZ in your market. So if you're a pizzeria, this is how you become the most well-known pizzeria. So when someone thinks of pizza, they don't even think twice. They think pizza, they think you. They think real estate agent, they think you. They think plumber, they think you. The Costanza method is how you do that. And the Costanza method just came up with because I like Seinfeld, and that's how internally we referred to this method. And I mentioned it in a podcast, and it kind of people were asking me about it, so I decided to do a whole session about it. And this is that session. So if you see me out at an event, I may be talking about this Costanza method, but I thought, you know what? This is a fantastic podcast to talk about on the Marketing Club because this is what you should be doing in your business. And anybody who needs help with marketing, I'm just going to forward them this podcast to listen to. And if you need help, we've rebranded our website, by the way, thebruceirving.com. Go check it out. I'm going to be releasing a whole bunch of courses on email marketing, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of that good stuff that goes along with our mastermind group all over at thebruceirving.com. So if you're listening to that, go sign up over there. You get an email from us. You get to get access to all that great stuff. Thebruceirving.com is where we'll put the show notes for this episode as well. All right, let's get into today's talk. This is the Costanza method. When you listen to this, do me a favor. After you listen to this podcast, email me. My email is bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. That's my other podcast that we have, but that's my email. That's the one I've had forever. Email me and let me know what you think of the Costanza method. Do you do this? Do you need help with it? What do you think about the show Seinfeld? Let me know. Love to hear from you. But for now, let's get into the podcast. I'm ready to talk about the Costanza method. This is my favorite topic to talk about because it's very easy to follow and easy to implement if you believe in it. And that's my job today, is to make you believe that this is possible for you. And if you follow the steps that I'm about to lay out, it's going to work for you. So let's get right into it. So today's topic, the Costanza method. Now, what exactly is the Costanza method? Let me just give you or paint you this picture. So one of my favorite sitcoms is Seinfeld. And George Costanza, the quirky friend of Jerry, is a main character on Seinfeld. And he had this episode where, you know what? Actually, you know what? I'm just going to play you a clip of that episode because it explains everything. And I'll see you on the other side. Rather than me just sit here and talk about it, watch this.
That's a date? What's the difference? You know the way I work. I'm like a commercial jingle. At first, it's a little irritating. Then you hear it a few times. You're humming it in the shower. By the third date, it's by Menon.
Costanza.
All right, George. I'll be honest. First time we went out, I found you very irritating. After seeing you a couple of times, you sort of got stuck in my head. Costanza.
All right. So now you get the gist of what the Costanza method is and why I call it that. Now, it's just a funny name for us internally here for what we call our marketing, but this is the strategy behind it. I'm Bruce, host of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. I love marketing, pizza, podcasting, content, a little crypto, some NFTs, if that's your thing. We're actually looking into that for the restaurant industry, so stay tuned. I host a podcast called the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast, also the Marketing Club Podcast. If you're into marketing, pizza, or restaurants, go check out, go subscribe, follow over there. You won't regret it. I do this quite a bit. I actually got this one from Donald Burns in one of his sessions. Take a picture of this next slide. He says, write this down. I say, take a picture of this next slide because it's very, very important. Organic social media isn't dead. Boring, random, and unoriginal social media is dead. And it always has been. Even when Facebook let you reach as many people as were following you, people still didn't engage with boring, random, unoriginal content. And organic social media is not dead. Don't let people tell you that. The people who tell you organic social media is dead are the same people who say social media doesn't work for their business. And guess what? Those are the people that are terrible at social media. I've never heard anyone in my life who's fantastic at social media, coming up with content, getting that content out on a specific platform, and really building a following that is engaged and wants to communicate with that person. I've never heard anybody like that say social media doesn't work. The only people who say social media doesn't work or organic social media is dead are the people who suck at social media. It's like the people who say that running a restaurant is something that you shouldn't do. Those people just aren't good at running a restaurant. Now, it's not easy and it's not for everybody, but if you have the right system in place and if you have the right process and you have the right team behind you, then running a restaurant can be easy. Well, not easy, but more easy than those other people think it is. And it's the same thing with social media. If you have a good system in place, you have a good list of content ideas, and you know how these platforms work, then it's going to be a little easy for you. And you're going to actually be able to get organic reach. And you're not going to have to spend a ton of money on ads. Now, don't get me wrong. You should spend money on ads, even if you do have a great organic reach, because you're just going to reach more people. But it shouldn't be all about ads. All right. So what does that mean? It means that once you figure out this Costanza method, you're going to look like George in this clip right here. You're going to be super pumped because not only are you going to have found the secret code, and I'm just joking, there is no secret code. It's called hard work and consistency. But once you figure that out and you do the Costanza method that I'm about to show you, you're going to realize that organic social media is a thing. And you can communicate with your people or potential customers organically without having to spend a ton of money on ads. Now, you can do both, but you won't have to just rely on advertising solely. So what exactly is the Costanza method? You pick one platform to start. The question I always get asked is, Bruce, should I be on every platform? There's so many. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter. What should I do? Should I put my content everywhere? No, you should stick to one to start. Create a content plan, and there's going to be some place for you to get a content plan that I can help you with. List out ideas, not specific posts, but specific genres of ideas. Dominate that one platform over time. It's probably going to be 3 to 6 months. And then once you do that, you move on to the next one. That is, in essence, the basics of the Costanza method. You pick a platform, you come up with a content strategy, you dominate that platform over a 3 to 9 month period, and then you move on to the next platform that's hot in your market. That's the Costanza method. Consistency is an underrated growth strategy. Everybody's looking for a growth strategy, and I'll tell you what, just like in your restaurant, being consistent with your food is very, very important. It's the same thing with social media. If you are not consistent with your social media, and consistency doesn't have to mean every single day. It just means consistent. Now, it doesn't also mean once a week. Yes, consistency posting to Instagram once a week, that's consistent. You're consistently posting once a week, but that's not going to work. It needs to be 5 to 7 times a week, okay? That's what a consistent social media strategy means. But it's an underrated growth strategy because not everybody does it. And the reason they don't do it is because they do it for 2 or 3 days. They get busy. They skip a day or two. They come back. They do it for 2 days in a row. They get busy again. They skip 4 days in a row. They come back. They do it for 7 days in a row. They skip a week. That's not consistent. Your audience doesn't know what you're doing or when you're going to be posting, and neither does the platform. And the platform wants people to stay and engage on the platform. And if Instagram and your audience slash customers know that you're going to be there every single day, they're going to hit that follow button and they're going to share your posts as long as they're good with other people because they know that you're not going to make them look bad by sharing content once and then disappearing for 2 weeks like most people do. 90% of restaurants suck at social media. I'm sorry, they do. And then what do they do? They hire a company to do the social media for them and they don't communicate with that company and they let the company do the postings for them and they're boring. You need to be involved. And even if you do hire a company, you need to make sure you're talking and communicating with that company so they know what your ideas and your thought process is to get better at posting to social media. So step number one is finding your audience. Now, I like Instagram. I like TikTok. I'm not a huge fan of Facebook. But that being said, you need to figure out where your customers are hanging out. If you're in Boston, it's going to be Instagram and TikTok. If you're in Nebraska, it may be Facebook and Facebook groups. It's all different to all businesses. Not every single business has the same customers on the same platform. That's why you need to do the work. Ask your employees. If you have teenage daughters like I do or sons, ask where they hang out with their friends. Do the work for a week or two, spending time, asking questions, putting out surveys. Where are people, and the people I mean your customers, spending time on social media? Because I guarantee you this, no matter where you live in the U.S., there is one or two platforms that the majority of your customers are hanging out depending on where you're located. Everybody uses social media. Everybody. You watch TV, commercial comes on, you're picking up your phone. You watching a movie with your family and you get bored, you pick up your phone. You're sitting in the car at a stoplight, you pick up your phone, even though you shouldn't. You look around, people are driving their damn cars looking at their phones, scrolling through social media. It's a real problem. But it's a problem that you can leverage if you do it right. So the first step, figure out where your audience is. And if you don't know how to do that, ask around. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, those are your top platforms. I would say, for me, the easiest place to create content, believe it or not, in the place that I would look first is Instagram, and then TikTok, and then Facebook. That's what I would do. Look at that. Is that going to be a place where your customers are? Because those are the three easiest places to create content. LinkedIn loves video, and I'll share some stats with you later. But that's going to be a different strategy for LinkedIn. Yes, you can get business. And yes, you can use LinkedIn for business. But it's a slightly different strategy than this Costanza method. Once you figure that out, that's the hardest part. Figuring out what platform you should spend your time on. Because if you're wrong on that, and TikTok is the place, and you're spending all your time on Facebook, and you create all this content, and you follow the Costanza method on Facebook, but your majority of your potential customers are on TikTok, if you're next to a college, you're wasting a lot of time. That time you're leveraging on Facebook, you could be leveraging on TikTok and getting far better results. All right, now it's time for the content. Get comfortable on video. This is probably what a lot of you are saying right now. I'm out. I do not want to get comfortable on video. Well, guess what? Too bad. You have to get comfortable on video. There's a lot of things that you want to do as a business owner, and there's a lot of things that you don't want to do as a business owner. And guess what? When you own a business, you have to do the things that you know you need to do, even when you don't want to do them. Now, with marketing your restaurant, same thing. All of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, they all want video. All of them. Every single one of these social media platforms you see right here would prefer video. And the reason behind that is because the consumers on these platforms would prefer to watch video than read a long, boring post or look at a photo. It's just how it is. So if you're an owner, get comfortable on video. Now, if you don't know how to do that, there's strategies for you to get comfortable on video. First of all, you have to do it a lot. The more you do something, the more comfortable you're going to get at it. And there's a great thing called stories. Stories on Facebook and stories on Instagram. Now, they went away on Twitter and LinkedIn because nobody was looking at them. But on Facebook, a little bit. And on stories on Instagram, for sure, people watch. But the thing about that is those stories that you produce on those platforms, they go away in 24 hours. So it doesn't have to be highly produced. And you know what? None of your content on social media should be highly produced anyway, because no one wants that. But it goes away in 24 hours. So if you don't look the greatest or you make a little fumble in your words, it doesn't matter because it goes away in 24 hours and you get to practice and feel comfortable and do things on the stories platform that you wouldn't do in the feed. So stories is a great place for you to start to get comfortable on video. And then you'll realize that once you do it more and more, like anything, you're going to get more comfortable with it. You're going to be okay with it. Even if you tend not to love it, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't love being on video, but I know it's a good strategy for my business. So I suck it up and I do it anyway. Like I said, they all want a video. Just stay calm. I'm going to show you some strategies on and some stats on why to kind of back up my point of why these platforms want video. Facebook. Here are some stats. And I know stats are boring in slides, but I really want to hammer this home because I know that some of you aren't going to listen to me with this video thing, and I really think you should. More than 4 billion video views take place on Facebook every day. 4 billion, with a B, video views every day, not month, day. 500 million viewers watch 100 million hours of video content on Facebook daily. 65% of all Facebook video views come from mobile users. So if you are going to create content and video content, make sure it's mobile friendly. 85% of Facebook users watch videos with the sound off. That is a key thing that you want to write down and make a note of. 85% of Facebook users watch videos with the sound off. A mistake we often make with videos is we assume people can hear us, and they can't. 85% with the Facebooks, watch it with the sound off. So remember that when you're doing content. Let's move on to Instagram now. So the CEO of Instagram just announced about a month ago that Instagram is no longer a photo sharing app. The CEO said that. He said, Instagram is no longer a photo sharing app. We are now a video content app. A video sharing content app. That's what we are. We've all thought of Instagram, and we've all thought of Instagram as a place where you place photos. Well, guess what? The CEO of Instagram said, you know what? That's not right anymore. So what does that tell you as a consumer and a content creator? It tells you that if the CEO of Instagram says they're no longer a photo sharing app, maybe we should stop sharing photos on there because Instagram's not going to show it to people. It's also the younger generation's second favorite app. And by younger generation, I mean 30 and below. So if you're 30 or below, you are in the younger generation of content consumers. It's the second favorite app behind TikTok. 90% of Instagram users follow a business on Instagram. I'm going to give you a little story here. I have three daughters. I have a 20-year-old daughter, a 19-year-old daughter, and a 15-year-old daughter. And I can tell you one thing. We travel quite a bit. Whether that be me speaking at events, unfortunately, I couldn't be at yours, or we just travel as a family. Whenever we travel somewhere, the number one place they go to research a business after they Google it and find what's in their area is Instagram. They go to Instagram and they look at the stories, they look at the highlights, they look at the feed, and they scroll to see what they want to order, if the place is nice looking, if it's a place that we would want to go to eat. I'm telling you right now, younger generation of folks, that is how they research. Yes, they Google to see what's there. They don't necessarily go to their website. They Google the place, they look at the reviews, and then they go over to Instagram or TikTok if they have an app or if they have an account, and they research the business that way. Instagram is your digital menu. Remember that. If you're a restaurant, I better be able to go to your Instagram and see what you serve for food and be able to see all the different options of what I can order. Yes, I want to see your staff and I want to see some videos, but for the most part, save that for stories. In the app itself, I want to see the food, the process of you making it, your chef describing how the meal is made, the photos of all the different menu items on your item, on your menu. And if you have 40 items, guess what? Once you get to that 40th item, you can start rotating it all over again because there's a new batch of customers going to your Instagram to view it. So remember that. 83% of people say Instagram helps them discover new products and services. I told you, like I said, Instagram is the place where people go make the decision to buy. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's go to LinkedIn. And I left this blank because LinkedIn, listen, I like LinkedIn. I do. But I don't love it. And if you're looking for a strategy for LinkedIn for business, yes, you can put some of the similar content you do on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook on LinkedIn. And I'm going to show you an example of a business owner in a few minutes that's really crushing it with LinkedIn. But I did a podcast about LinkedIn, and a good strategy is, you know, kind of researching the people who are the decision makers for lunch or catering, and then reaching out to them directly through the messenger. That's a great strategy for LinkedIn. I would say you want to put some content on your page so it's always updated. I don't necessarily think you need to update your LinkedIn business page, or if you do LinkedIn for marketing, you need to have a personal page. It's hard to have somebody else manage it. like an account on Instagram. So you really want to be the person who is posting about the business. I don't think you need to do it every single day like you would on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. But I've done a podcast about that. So if you're interested in LinkedIn marketing for businesses, go to thebruceirving.com and there's a couple podcasts about that. That's all I have to say about LinkedIn. Let's go to TikTok. As of June of 2021, this year, a couple months ago, TikTok has officially passed YouTube with video views. Do you know how significant that is? YouTube has always been the number one place for the internet people to watch video. And as of 2021, just 3 months ago, TikTok surpassed YouTube in video views. That is huge. And the reason that's huge is because people thought TikTok was just going to be a fad like Snapchat was. And Snapchat's still around, but it's not what it used to be. Or the Twitter version of video, Vine, that's what it was. I forgot the name of it. That's how long ago it was. But TikTok's sticking around, and people are really engaged with TikTok. And the thing about TikTok is, look at this number three before I go to number two. TikTok users love the app. They love it so much, they spend an average of 52 minutes per day in the platform. That is the highest of any app there is. An hour a day people are spending just scrolling on TikTok. And the reason TikTok is so powerful is the algorithm is based on what you use, and it picks it up really quick. When you're on TikTok and you're looking at videos, it's in the background being, all right, this is the video they like. This is the video they stopped on. This is the video they watched two times. And that For You page is built for you. And it sucks you in. Before you know it, 2.5 hours goes by and you were looking at TikTok videos that have been 15 to 30 seconds long for 2.5 hours. That's the power of TikTok. And it's not all about singing and dancing. It used to be, when it was Musical.ly and then transferred quick to TikTok. But for the most part, it's more businesses on there now. There's more business content and food content now on TikTok than there ever has been before. It's really a place where you can put any type of content, and as long as you grab people in their attention quick and are entertaining or get your point across quickly and grasp someone's attention right off the bat, you can grow significantly on TikTok. And I'm going to give you an example in a minute here. But let me go through these because I want to give you some video ideas. This is the thing. You know, I said get comfortable on video and everybody yelled and said, I don't want to do it. And they said, I'm out. But now here's the deal. You don't have to overthink it. And we have a whole list of video ideas, but this is just the basic ones. Why you do what you do? What separates you from the place across the street or down the street that does the same thing you do? Answer common questions. I bet you everybody either has an FAQ on their website or a list of questions you could jot down pretty quickly that everybody asks you. Every new customer, every returning customer, every customer who has something late, every customer who asks a question about a menu item or what's in this or what's in that, or do you have this on your menu or do you have this vegan option? Those are all questions you can write down. I bet you if you really thought about it, you could list out 25 questions. And think about it for a second. I'm going to take a break here and just you think about it. I bet you could list out 25 questions right now, pretty simply, that you could make a video about that people always ask you. How-to videos are great. You own a restaurant. How about giving people recipes or how you make your items? Maybe you don't put exactly the secret recipe, but you know what? There's no secret. Everybody knows what your recipe is. Everybody uses the same shit. Don't think of it like you have this secret sauce that nobody else can have and that's your secret recipe. It's not. You and the process you do is your secret, not the ingredients you put in your food. So show us how you do it. This or that. Hey, would you rather have this or that one? Where in the community? We have somebody who was doing some videos where every week they would go to a new business and they would post the business or them in the business. And it would be, the hint would be like the location or the what you see at this particular business. And it was a contest. And someone, whoever guessed where they were in the community, in the comments of that Instagram video or Facebook video, would win a $15 or $20 gift card to the restaurant. And it built engagement. And every week you want to go back to see where they are located now and if I can guess the right business and what am I looking at in the background of that video. So it increases the watch time of that video. All of that is great ideas for content. And transparency is key, especially now. You know, restaurants have been through a lot. And people know that restaurants have been through a lot. I don't think there's been a better time in the history of being a restaurant owner where you could be really transparent and talk about pricing and talk about how hard it is to find delivery drivers or employees, and in a passionate way, do a video and help have your customers or communicate that to your customers. You couldn't really do that 10 years ago. You could, but it wouldn't resonate with people. I think it really resonates now with people how hard it actually is to run a restaurant. And those are the videos that you should do. Now, don't get on there bitching and moaning about your restaurant and being a restaurant owner and how hard it is, because nobody wants to hear a complainer. But if you're like, hey, you know what? We went up on prices, but this is why, and you do it in a professional manner, people will be okay with that. By the way, email me for our entire list. I think we have a list of 50 or 75 content ideas. Bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. If you want that list, email me. I get a ton of emails though, so put the subject line content list and like give me your info, like your email address, your business name, your Instagram, and I will shoot you over a link to that email, or not to that email, but to the Google sheet that we have for list content ideas. I'll send that to you. All right, promote or go organic. Like I said earlier, organic content isn't dead. I always say you should do organic first, because here's the deal. If you promote something, or not promote something, but post something to social media and it does well organically, it's going to do well as an ad. But if you post something to social media and it tanks organically, why would you spend money on a post that you know isn't performing well? If you post something to Instagram and it gets half the amount of likes or engagement that another post gets, I wouldn't spend money on that ad. I would realize that that ad sucked or that post sucked and I wouldn't do it again. So use organic as a way to, yes, grow your page organically, but test out your content and see what time is best to post. What videos worked well? How many likes did this one get? How many people shared this one? How many people dropped a comment on this video? And the posts that get the most organic reach, comments, shares, likes, those are the ones you should use as ads or create similar ads based on those posts. All right, as we wrap it up here, because I don't want to take too much of your time, I want to give you some examples. I'm going to go through TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn and show you some examples of people you can follow and who are doing a really good job of growing their accounts either organically or with a little bit of ads and the types of content that they're doing. And this is an example I use all the time. Frank from East Village Pizza. If you follow my podcast, I've talked about Frank a ton. 405,000 followers. Now, he is in New York, but I've gone to Frank's pizza shop in New York. It's nothing special, and it's tiny. It's probably less than 1,000 square feet total. He has maybe two seats in there and a couple benches. It's not a big place. So for him to create content, yes, it's in a big city like New York, but he has 400,000 followers and his engagement on his posts are off the charts. And what happens is people follow him from across the country. And when they go to New York, they say to themselves, I got to visit East Village Pizza. When they go to New York City, who is based on what you think is great pizza. And I say what you think because there's a lot of great pizza across the country. It's not all in New York. There's some shitty restaurants and pizzerias in New York. Let me tell you that right now. But Frank has built the Costanza method. He's done it. He's become the place that you have to follow or check out when you visit New York because of the content that he creates on Instagram. So go give him a follow, East Village Pizza on Instagram. He does a tremendous job of being consistent, creating engaging content, and thinking out of the box with his posts. All of that. All of the above. Next one. This is Salvatore from Sally Slices on TikTok. Now, he has a good following on Instagram too, but he built his bones on TikTok. 638,000 followers on TikTok. This is a gentleman who owns a small pizzeria. Again, nothing fantastic, but he's built the Costanza method on TikTok. When you go to his area and you think about pizza, you think about Salvatore and Sally Slices. And he gets a ton of engagement on his posts. He is really becoming famous in his area using the Costanza method. You can follow him, Sally Slices, on TikTok or on Instagram. And he does a great job of creating content for both of those platforms. And he does a mixture of motivation, him talking to the camera, him showing behind the scenes of his pizza shop, how he does the dough. You can see right there. He gets creative with his videos. He really thinks outside the box. But if you scroll back to the beginning of his TikTok account, you're going to see how it started for him versus how it's going now. And you're going to be pretty impressed. And that's another great model to follow. Now, again, Roger Wakefield's another person I talk about quite a bit. A plumber. He's a plumber. And he creates content for social media. Like, we run restaurants and work with restaurants. Compared to being a plumber, running a restaurant social media account is 1,000 times easier. Because first of all, people love food on social media. They love seeing how things are made and they love seeing pizza or dishes. It's easy to produce that content. Imagine being a plumber who deals with toilets in plumbing and have to create engaging content for social media in order to get advertising or the word out. It's so hard. I couldn't even fathom how to do that. But Roger has done it. He's built a tremendous following on YouTube. He has like 400,000 followers on YouTube. On Instagram, he does a live show where he answers all your questions and he shows up consistently 3 times a week. Now, that's a lot. You don't have to show up consistently live 3 times a week. But Roger has 50,000 followers on LinkedIn. He's got 400,000 followers on YouTube. He's got a lot of followers on Facebook as well. And he shows up consistently answering people's questions about plumbing every single week, 3 times a week, over and over and over and over again. And back to that slide I told you to take a picture of. Consistency is an underrated growth strategy. If you just stick with something for an extended period of time, you will, first of all, get better at that one particular thing. Second of all, you will have data. And data gives you the understanding of what works and what doesn't. And when you stick with something consistently over time, you can then go back and look at the data and see what is performing well and what isn't. And then the things that are performing well, you do more of. And the things that are performing bad, you stop doing. It's pretty simple. But without consistency, you don't get any of that data. Then, once you've nailed down that platform, whatever one you choose, and you are the most famous person in the area, you've built the Costanza method on those platforms, you go retarget those viewers with ads to get them to become customers. Like yesterday's talk. Go see that one if you've done this Costanza method. My closing tips. Again, consistency is key. It's okay to involve your team. People always say, Bruce, I don't have time to do social media. And I'm like, well, let your team do it. And like, oh, I don't know if I trust them with the passwords to my Instagram account. And I look at them and I say, you let your team members talk to your customers and handle your money. Like the two most important things in your business is dealing with your customers who pay you money and then handling the money that you put in the tip jar or the cash register rather. You let them do those two things, but you won't give them your Instagram password? What is wrong with you? You could literally just create a password, and if they leave, you change the password. There's a two-step authentication process for you to be able to reset your password if somebody takes it from you. Set that up. Don't hold back the password from your Instagram account from you performing properly on the platform. Okay? Don't worry about that. Start with one platform at a time. Even if you have multiple already, you're on Facebook, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, start with one right now. Do the Costanza method on one. I promise you, it'll work better for you than you trying to be on every single platform. And remember who you're talking to. Remember you're talking to one person at a time. Yes, you may get 4,000 views on your video on Instagram, but 4,000 views is one person watching that video at a time. And then that happens 4,000 times. Or maybe someone watched that video multiple times, but there's one person generally on the mobile device looking at your account. So talk to one person at a time. It's not like this where I know there's 40 people in a conference room watching this session right now. Nobody sits at home and puts their Instagram account on the television. I mean, I don't think they do. That's kind of weird. I don't think they do that. But if they do, that's strange. But most of the time, they're just sitting on their couch alone with their Instagram account in their hand, and they're just looking at their phone. So you're talking to one person at a time. So go do the Costanza method. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, I hope you enjoyed that session, the Costanza method. You can use that if you want. Let me know what you think. Bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my email. You can find me on Instagram at @TheBruceIrving as well. And don't forget to go check out the show notes. If you missed anything that I talked about on this, you can find everything over at TheBruceIrving.com. You know what? This was a session that I have the video for. Maybe I'll upload this video to YouTube and I'll put it on our website. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to kind of see the slides that go along with this, head over to TheBruceIrving.com and we'll put it up there for you. All right. Have an amazing week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.